Larry Wirt is the president and chief poobah of Tribune Media, and he's standing by at a local airport before he flies off and reprimands another television station somewhere in America. Jerry Reinsdorf is the chairman, and we want to get both of them on to talk a little bit about how this came together and how excited we are about being the flagship of the Chicago White Sox. And Joe, it's up to you from here to lock one of these guys in. Good morning, Larry Wirt.
Hi, Steve.
I know we've never met, but I just want to tell you I'm a big fan.
Well, that's two lies in 3 seconds.
And joining us, the chairman, Jerry Reinsdorf. Listen, Jerry, it's been too long. Thank you for coming on this morning.
Well, we're delighted to be back on WGN. I'm not delighted to be up this early because I'm out in Arizona. I'm in a different time zone. But it's great to be on with Larry, and it's great to be back with WGN.
Larry, how did you meet Jerry originally?
I believe it was in 1990 when we formed our partnership and first radio partnership at the Loop AM 1000, which we converted to WMVP. And I may have met Jerry once or so before that, but that's when we first got into business together.
And Jerry, Larry and Jerry, as you guys know, these things usually take 6 months minimally to put these kind of deals together. Jerry, this got together, what, in 2 weeks?
Well, about that, maybe a little bit longer. But, you know, Larry and I have been friends, not just business associates, but friends for 30 years, and or almost 30 years. And when there's a high degree of trust, you operate on handshakes. You don't worry about lawyers.
So, Larry Wirt, what excites you most about having him on this great radio station?
Well, I echo what Jerry said. I trust him. Nobody more in business, and he's been a mentor for me, and taught me very early that a relationship of trust is critical. Look, WGN last had the White Sox, I believe, in 1943.
Yes, Dave covered it.
Yes, I did.
I think the announcers were Brickhouse and Dwight Eisenhower. It was literally that long ago.
Maybe Ronald Reagan.
I think everyone knows we're partners also in television with the Bulls and the Sox right now. And to extend in this partnership with the White Sox on WGN AM to join the Blackhawks and all of our other content is a wonderful thing.
Jerry, there's always been a special relationship between baseball and the radio. Are you somebody who, I know you like being at the ballpark, but if you're not, are you someone who still enjoys sitting down and listening to a baseball game on the radio?
I believe that baseball, of all the sports, is a radio game. I grew up, you know, I learned baseball on the radio back in the 40s, you know, listening to Red Barber in the days when I was in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And with the right radio announcers who are able to paint a picture, baseball is a beautiful thing on radio.
And we're also excited to have Farmio, Ed Farmer, who's been with the White Sox for 114 years and still looks good. He's going to be doing the radio call. And
there's your third lie. He doesn't look good at all.
Right? My dad went to high school with Ed.
Is that right with Ed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh,
loved him.
Okay. Well, anyway, Mr. Chairman, I appreciate you getting up. We're excited about it, and it's going to be a great summer because baseball is summer, and baseball belongs on WGN. Last word, Mr. Wirt.
Just thank you, Jerry. I'm glad we're going forward and looking forward to the journey ahead with the Sox. We all know it's on the upswing.
Yes, it is. We're looking for a great few years coming up.
All right. Thank you, both you guys. Appreciate it.